Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Comes a moment in most every great story. A hero walks away. The gunslinger hangs up their revolver. The warrior lays down his sword. The old veteran says, "I'm done." She doesn't want to fight anymore. He's tired. She's earned her peace. And then something happens. Someone innocent is threatened. Justice is ignored. Responsibility abandoned. He sighs, turns around, rides back into town. Not because he wants to, because nobody else will. Nobody else can. Nobody else is willing. They're not capable. I've got to do it. Clint Eastwood has played that character more times than any of us can count. The aging gunslinger, the reluctant protector, the man just wanted to be left alone, who wanted retirement more than glory. And Logan, Wolverine, isn't looking for another mission. He's broken, exhausted. He's done. Until he realizes those children, they've got nobody else. Every civilization tells some version of this story, because deep down, we know it's supposed to be our story, too. I think too many of us, including me at times, have taken our capes off, folded them neatly, put them in a box, carried them up to the attic, and there they sat and collected dust. Not because we're bad people, because life gets busy. I've got careers, I've got kids, I've got bills, I've got disappointments in politics and social media to pay attention to. And a little bit at a time, slowly but surely, we convince ourselves, we talk ourselves into somebody else is going to handle it. Except somebody else is not coming. Somebody else is not riding in on the horse to save the day. We hear superpowers, we hear superheroes, and I think we think spandex colors, flying, laser shooting out of our eyes, strength, speed, whatever. The real human superpowers, those are infinitely more useful. Superpowers like confidence and courage and choice and perspective, our ability to delay gratification, to exercise discipline, to persist, to live with hope, to give forgiveness, to gain wisdom, to persuade, to live with compassion, to be virtuous people, the ability to make promises, the ability to honor and to keep them, the ability to not mislead anybody, not mislead ourselves, to tell the truth to ourselves and to others, to be true to the truth, the ability to do difficult things, even when we do not feel like it, even when we'd rather not, even when I'm exhausted and I can't even imagine doing one more difficult thing. Those are superpowers. Those are profound. We have those abilities. Each of us have those abilities, those superpowers. Every one of us has them, but only if we choose to use them. Only if we tap into them, only if we utilize them. I think that once you realize, when does that happen? When does it happen that a human being realizes, oh, there's no real grown-ups in charge of this operation. Nobody's coming to save us. It's really going to be just up to me. When we're kids, obviously, hopefully, God willing, we have parents or some adult in our lives that we look at, they're giant size, and they've got money, and they can drive and take us places, and they take care of us. And so we feel like, okay, I'm taken care of. Things are going to be all right. Mom, dad, uncle, whoever is there to protect me, to make sure everything's going to be okay. And then we realize, okay, well, they were doing their best. They did an awesome job. But there's nobody else. Nobody is coming to save me. It is on me. And that's pretty frightening. But it's also really liberating because nobody is coming to save your health. Nobody's coming to save your marriage. Nobody's coming to save your finances. Nobody's coming to save your kids. Nobody's coming to save your neighborhood. Nobody's coming to save your community. Now, it doesn't mean that nobody's going to help. It means the first move belongs to us. You own that. And personal agency and autonomy and sovereignty begins the moment that we stop waiting for somebody else. And I think that the biggest opportunity in all of this is to look for the places where responsibility has been abdicated, where it's been abandoned. And it's a question I ask myself all the time, or at least I try to. Where am I simply accepting something? I'm tolerating something that I should be improving. Where have I done this? Where in my life am I just sort of being carried along by the currents of life? I'm drifting. I'm tolerating. Maybe it's the weeds in my backyard, or I haven't washed the windows in a long time. Now I'm just thinking about the places in my backyard, my house, where I need to be stepping up a little bit more. Maybe it's litter at the park. Maybe it's recognizing and seeing that you have a neighbor who's having a hard time. Maybe it's where you could be mentoring a young person that you know. Maybe it's volunteering. Maybe it's speaking up when everybody else stays silent. Well, maybe it's finally having that difficult conversation that you've been avoiding. I think we all probably have one or two of those that are outstanding. These open loops that are just out there floating around, causing us anxiety, causing us stress, because that's where anxiety and stress come from, are these open loops. But refusing to ignore.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Refusing to ignore the one that's standing directly in front of us. There it is. I'm ignoring this. So, I think that we can all dust off our capes. Go up to the attic or down to the basement. Open that chest up, wherever your cape's been hanging out. And it doesn't need to be a dramatic thing. It just could be that taking off your cape, or rather putting your cape back on, means taking your family to dinner and just leaving your phone in your pocket. Coaching the little league team. Serving on some kind of a board. Helping a friend get a job. Teaching financial literacy. Who knows? Picking up some garbage, checking in on that elderly neighbor. Or it could be starting that business that you've been postponing, or getting healthy again, or figuring out what it means to lead with integrity at your job and doing that, keeping your word. Those are not things that are going to make big splashy headlines. But you know what those things are? Those are the things that build civilizations. And that's why I just love the meaningful few, understanding that these are the things that matter, and everything else, those are the trivial many, those are things that just don't matter. Because becoming a hero isn't about doing everything. It's about deciding what you are responsible for, your family, your well-being, your community, your work, your finances, your peace of mind. So ask yourself, where is your responsibility the greatest? Where have you been? What have you accepted that deserves your attention? And what's one thing that you could start doing today? That little gateway action, the smallest thing that you can start doing today, not someday, right now, because it's not too late. I don't think that we're running out of opportunities. But I do think that it's time to start acting on these things that we know to be correct, because I can almost see the end of the sidewalk. It was that great Shel Silverstein book way back in the day. I think it was Shel Silverstein, called Where the Sidewalk Ends. But that could be Judy Blume. Anyway, I can almost see the end of the sidewalk from here, where I'm standing. What does that mean? Well, it means it's not here yet, but we're getting pretty close to it. Not the end of the world, but the end of the luxury of believing that we don't matter, because we do. Because every generation inherits some kind of a civilization, and every generation is either strengthening it or weakening it. There's not a third option. I'm not interested in leaving my kids with a civilization that's worse than I inherited. And I can't imagine that's something that you want either. But it's something that we're doing. Things are getting better by many metrics, but they're also getting worse by other metrics. And if you're not happy with the direction that we're going, you need to find your cape. And I bet it's exactly where you left it. It's covered in dust. It's okay. Shake it off. Put it back on. Not because you're looking for recognition, but because you're trying to be extraordinary. Because we need extraordinary people. We need ordinary people doing extraordinary things. We need to not be the person who continues riding the horse away. We need the people that are going to stop and turn around and pick up wherever we left it off. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Simple men, simple women, living extraordinary lives. We can be that person. Because I think that the hero that we've all been waiting for has also been waiting for you, and it's inside of each of us. We all have those superpowers. We all have the ability to make change for ourselves, for others, in a caring and compassionate way. And if you're somebody who values our way of life and our civilization, and you're somebody who wants to pass on something that is good to your kids and their kids, which I'm confident that that's something that you want to do, and that's the person that you are, just an ordinary person like me who's capable of doing extraordinary things, which we all are every day. We just have to be intentional about it. To know what matters, we have to understand what must be done in service of what matters, and then we need to do it every day. So as always, what we're talking about is doing your part by doing your best.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.